And most of us are overwhelmed with the attacks of Satan as he tries to fill our mind with thoughts and desires.
Oh God, hear the
Trying to get away from the explaining. Everybody's looking for some kind of explanation.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
But they want you to explain the situation on their knowledge.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Jesus.
And hallelujah. Everybody has their own
bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Knowledge. Jesus. So it's impossible to explain. So God has chosen another way.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father.
See, somebody said, Buster, you take issue with almost everything we do. That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Oh, bless you.
I had trouble with that before when the Blooms were here, because they considered themselves worship leaders.
Hallelujah.
See, all I do is make a simple statement. And how many of you folk understood what I said?
Thank you, Father.
See? We are the result. This generation, this last hour church,
yes,
is a result of coming up to the knowledge of Christ, hearing of another Jesus, and being born of another spirit.
My Lord.
You know as well as I do.
Hallelujah.
You folk here know that I told most of us, including myself, we were not born right. We were not saved right. That's because you were saved under another spirit. And now we're reaping. If you sow to the flesh, you also see that other spirit pleads the flesh. The other Jesus appeal to the flesh.
Amen.
So we are a spirit people with a fleshly mind. And the very fact that I tell that to you shows you how you receive it. See, many times you've heard me say to you, why does God keep doing this? I mean, just keep putting man down. Why? Why did he do it? If I would ask for an answer, I'd get, he had a purpose in it.
Hallelujah.
Why did he make man?
Hallelujah.
See, right. He put him down.
Yes, he did.
The Laodicean church was birthed from another spirit.
Hallelujah.
Taught of another Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How else could you explain a valley full of dry bones?
Oh, yes, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
There's no identity in them at all unless God identifies them.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
How would you do it? How do you explain to us high-minded people?
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I was telling Connolly family this morning, I said, did you ever in your lifetime ever expect? Now here's where the power's going to come now.
Hallelujah.
That you would actually have a Jeremiah or an Ezekiel or a Daniel in your face every day.
My God.
You see, when I say that, then right away, we believe in the prophet, but come on now, Brother Steer. Did the world ever expect Jesus to come and get right in their face?
Oh, yes, Lord.
And when he did, he didn't like him at all, did they? Does the world expect you and I to get in their face? And when we do get in their face, or get in their way.
Right. Hallelujah.
You know, when you get in somebody's face, you're getting in their way.
Oh, yeah.
How do you say it any plainer, Lord? How many times have I told you the prophets get you? I get in your way.
Hallelujah.
It seems like no matter what you're doing, I'm right in the way.
Thank you, Lord.
I say, this is the way. And then, what are you talking about? Pulling weeds? Or are you talking about building a building? No, I'm talking about the way you do it, the spirit you do it, the attitude, the searching out the heart of man.
Hallelujah.
The word of God, the discerning of the thoughts, way up here, up into the attic. Oh, that little box stuck over in the corner, everybody forgot it's there. Pulled it out. Look, what did I say that was so hard for you to understand?
You,
look,
Lord,
at this. You see that? Hallelujah. Yeah, the Bible says you got to pull down.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Every thought. Lord. Pull it down.
Yes.
Look, see? Very simple.
Hallelujah.
I was talking to the sisters who's making the rice pudding. And I said, you know, it's very simple. Just get a bunch of rice, cook it to the salt, put it out on the table, and then put your seasoning all the way down the line. If you got it, look how simple it is to be saved. Just admit you're a sinner from the heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We've done it with everything. French rice pudding. I was mentioning about bread. What a simple thing to just mix the dough and put it in the oven and bake it. But that's too simple.
Right.
It's just too simple. So we have to twist it around and make it look fancier.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And then we give it a name. French bread, Italian bread, Hungarian bread. That's what we've done in the religious world.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
We took the truth of God. We twist it around and say Baptist truth, Methodist truth, white man's truth, black man's truth. Boy, I laid awake all night long saying, God, can I walk in this tabernacle today? Because these people in this house, you are so stubborn. You take issue with every word I say, every manner in which I do it. You ought to save yourself from this Babylonian world system that you've been raised in.
Thank you, Jesus.
You become a part.
Yes, Lord.
The protesters.
Hallelujah.
You would think under a strong dictatorship like Hitler or the Babylonian government that anybody would protest. Yeah. But they still protest.
Sure.
See, that's one thing that's going to save you and me in this final world government, that we're not going to protest it.
Amen.
We're going to recognize it as the will of God. It's like Jesus did not protest being hung on the cross. And he didn't want his boys to protest it. Put up your sword, boy.
That's right.
See, and because you don't know the scriptures, it's almost virtually impossible.
Amen.
To get you a full understanding of what's going on. Now, Jesus, he didn't protest Rome.
No,
he didn't. The final act that was perpetuated in Christ in the body was absolute, total submission.
Amen.
To the will of the Father.
Yes, God.
Too much. Very simple. Yeah, the final, he learned obedience.
Oh, yes, Lord.
By the thing he suffered.
Oh,
did he suffer on the cross?
Yes.
So what did he learn? He learned to be submissive.
Yes.
What did he learn in the garden? Not my will. Thy be done.
Hallelujah.
Now, why won't you just humble yourself down? Why won't you just, come on, you can do that. You can do it. You're well able to say, amen, brother. I mean, let it break you a little bit. Crush your old iniquity. Come on. Come on. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll wait a few seconds to give you a chance to recoup.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm the only preacher that you ever heard tell you you didn't get saved, right?
Right.
And so God had to go through a great correcting.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'd take it right back down all the stuff we built on all these years, our little good works, our accomplishments, our achievements, our knowledge and creed. We got it whack.
Yeah, thank God.
Knock it right back out.
Thank you, Lord.
And to this day, because he hasn't completely emptied himself, he still hasn't got that glorious church.
No, not yet.
But he's still working.
Working on me.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Don't hurt yourself now. Oh, come on. Don't hurt yourself. Forget it. Forget it. Don't do yourself. Don't. Because to sing it like that.
Amen.
Just forget it. I just told you a few months ago, I gave you a chance to really just submit. Yeah. What's wrong with that? Well, you weren't submitting to it.
Glory.
You were fighting it. He's still working on me. Mm-hmm. To make me what I ought to be. My don't God. Like it, but anyway. Mm-hmm.
Lord.
It shows in your face.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, that's what this ministry is all about, to make a people ready to look upon his face, the one who saved you by his grace. Look to Jesus now and live. Don't hurt yourself now. Don't hurt yourself. You have to strive to tether in the old flesh. You don't get hurt. So don't hurt yourself.
Amen.
By resisting the Spirit of God that's in your midst now, by the Word of God, to help you to measure up to the fullness of the power of the stature of Christ. But please, forget it. Just go ahead, sit there, mock on again. How many times have I humiliated myself by showing you how you're doing it? And you sit down and it still won't change. You know, see, and I understand why you don't, because you can't. And until you recognize that you can't do it, that you need help from on high to do it, that you need help from within your heart to do it, you'll never go, God help me! I come and tell you almost every day when I tell you the good. You know, a lot of people don't even like when I read the favorable emails. I tried to tell Brother Patterson back there the other day. Hey, Brother Patterson, you're a new bloom around here.
Hallelujah.
Just wait till you live around the prophet for a while, and you'll be just like the rest of these people. Are you going to fall prey to that, sir? You're being warned ahead of time.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, well, you know, if y'all live with God like y'all do, you'll be a bunch of grumblers and complainers and murmurers. Just live with them for a while. Come on, that's the attitude that many of you put towards the new ones that God brings in. Do you understand that Brother Patterson is the last hour worker?
Praise God.
In this labor field?
Praise God.
Huh? Do you understand that somebody's newer ones that showed up that we don't hardly know, God knows them?
Amen.
And he says, look, I want my harvest field.
Yes,
I want to cleanse.
Yes.
And they've been doing a good job out there, but he's overcoming them. So go out there and help them. And you mean they're going to get the same penny a day? Brother Patterson, for 50 years I've labored in this harvest field. Are you going to end up getting the same crown of life that I'm going to get? I believe I lift up my hands and rejoice. I believe it won. There we are.
Yeah.
Didn't hurt.
Beautiful.
No, it wouldn't hurt.
Yes, Lord.
Last hour workers. Huh? And you know when they got payday coming, you know what those old timers did?
Yeah.
Well, we've been here for 15 years, brother, and we don't get no recognition. Well, we've been this way. I've done that. I've given all I give. What am I going to get? Well, I'm telling you what you're going to get. If you keep running on, then change your way, brother. Change your way.
Yes, Lord.
I'm telling you, change your mannerism.
Right.
Your manner of life.
Amen.
Let it be a grumping, griping, complaining. Let it be a joyful habit. Hey, come on. Lift up your head. You put it down too long. Lift it up. Hallelujah. Change your way. Change your doing. Now don't tell me if I come out here and act like a perfect gentleman and don't offend nobody, that my friends out there are going to start saying nice things about me. Don't tell me if I try to become acceptable to my congregation that I'm looking to say, oh, he's a good man.
Yeah.
I know better than that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. See, I found out that whether I do good or whether I do evil, whether I do right or do wrong,
that
I'm not going to get any credit for either one, and God's not going to pay attention to either one. Whether I do good or whether I do evil.
That's right.
God is making his judgment on himself.
Hallelujah.
And that ought to... You know, you and I went through this all night long, Lord. I know. They don't really believe you and I are talking right now. They really don't. They're sitting there saying, oh, he's putting on a show. Just who does he think he is? Can I tell you people something about who I think I am? Huh? Now, I know, you think you live with me and that causes you to question who I am?
Right.
Well, who do you think I live with?
Right.
And if you question, I know more.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for me, an old man, dying in my body every single day. My mind has to grasp and hold on. And I got to say, God, I'm not doing much, God. You agree with me? Yeah, I hope he would say, oh, you're doing fine, son. He just doesn't do that.
Right.
He don't pat me on the head and say, good boy.
No.
But look how good I live today, Lord. Yeah, you didn't live good. Oh, come on, God. Give me credit for a little bit. No, you don't give me none.
Amen.
Well, come on, God. Can't you get these folks to smile at me a little bit? Nah, I'm going to make them sit down and growl.
Glory.
Amen.
Don't be afraid of their faces.
Glory.
Don't let them back you down.
Glory.
Don't let them change your attitude.
Glory.
Stay right at
it.
Yeah. Sit there all day long in your damn face, brother. I'm not afraid of it. You ought to be afraid of it. You see the reason why you're not getting to change your face?
because you're not getting a change of heart.
Amen.
Be you transformed from the heart you believe, huh? You want to get a spiritual mind, you got to get a spiritual heart.
Yes.
And the spiritual heart is clean, pure.
Yes. Glory.
You get a pure heart, you will see things so pure. Look at that heart of God, so pure. He looks down at this dry bones and says, hey, he don't see no filth, he don't see no dirt, he don't see nothing. He go right past it.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Father.
I'm trying to get the way direct. See, because I'm constantly being focused on, and people, no matter how much you explain it to them, You know, there's not a thing that I've taught around here that when I zero it on me, that I'll not say that goes down the line.
Yeah.
In other words, if you're stubborn, I've been stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So that's how I recognize stubbornness.
Yeah.
If there's a certain sin in you and I see it, that means I've done it. Now, I guarantee you, this damn house don't believe me. And if you do, why would God trust you? You condemn it with anybody's sin. He trusted Jesus with your sin. And only if Christ is in you, will God ever trust you with making a judgment on anybody's sin.
Amen. So true.
Do it again.
Hallelujah.
Why would God trust any of you with anybody's sin?
Amen.
The only one he's going to trust with your sin is the one who forgives. Because the only hope for your sin is that Christ. This is a faithful saint.
Jesus.
Oh, I know, but I haven't committed that sin. Or I'm not guilty of that one. You're a damn liar.
Yes.
You are guilty of every sin that's ever been committed.
Yes.
Every single one of them. No exceptions.
Yes. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what I say to this house or anybody else, I've been schooled for this. I've come up through many doctrines and many traditions. And personally, I participated in them. Then I found out that I was vile.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's too much, huh? You ain't gonna let that come out of your mouth, are you? You. I ain't that bad. That's a little good in me.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
They keep questioning me about because I say I'm the Son of Man. Look, just as soon as I said that, everybody says, okay, will you explain to us again what you mean, Brother? Because you've been told about it here. Should be no question at all what I mean when I'm talking about the Son of Man.
Amen.
Should not be one thought come out of your mind that I believe because I am a Son of Man, that I'm Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
See that? Look, sit right here in my presence.
Hallelujah.
Sit right here in my presence. You're asking me for an explanation to get past your peanut brain that I'm the Son of Man, but I'm not Jesus Christ.
Right.
You're a Son of Man.
Right.
Look, isn't that something very simple? Do you understand the responsibility God put on us?
Right.
That we are sons of God? Jesus was a Son of Man before he became a Son of God. And you are going to be a Son of Man before you become a Son of God. It was as a man that he proclaimed himself the Son of God. Wow! Look! Here you go again. Then the only reason most of you people now are questioning what I say is because there's a time when you receive the prophet and then you receive the prophet's rewards. And in that revealing of things, you go. The moment you stop receiving the prophet, then you stop receiving the prophet's reward.
Hallelujah.
Until all of a sudden now, instead of seeing clearly, you don't see it all.
And then you blame me for it. You need to repent of your wickedness to draw back to your own understanding instead of leaning on the understanding of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lean not Hallelujah. To your own understanding. Just trust in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes,
He'll
Lord.
Give you an understanding heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
God. Oh, yeah.
Somebody better tell you, and you better hear it, that God is very, very angry.
Yes, He is.
With this last generation.
Yes, He is.
So, and they're so hardened.
So angry.
They kick the word out of their heart. They kick God out of their life. They reject the spirit in their being until, very pleased, He stands outside and He knocks.
Oh, my God.
Say, hey, this is my house.
My Lord.
Yes. Open up to me.
Yes.
You know what will happen if you open up to me? I will come in.
Hey.
And I will show
yes.
you.
Yes.
You and me.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes. Yes, He will.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John.
Hallelujah.
When are we going to wake up?
Glory.
The hell of the world.
Amen.
They're in blindness.
Right. Amen.
They're damned. They're doomed.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And even though the light will shine, they're so dark they won't see the light.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But God's people.
God's people.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That He has predetermined to
yes,
say.
Yes, Lord.
I tried to tell every last one of you.
Hallelujah.
That you were destined to be saved before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
In Christ.
Yes. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
And some of you people, it took 20 or 30 years before God could get that across to you.
My Lord.
Why are we having a hard time with these young people? Because they, you know, they begin to leave from the elders to the youngest.
Hallelujah.
Now, come on, brother. Break down. Where have you ever heard anybody ever talk about that story like this one?
Hallelujah.
And they began to leave from the eldest to the youngest.
Hallelujah.
Why did the younger ones hang around? Because they didn't believe it. Huh? Why would you get the shoes? Jesus said, He is without sin among you. Let him cast the first. Them old guys, they said, man, we're out of this one.
Yeah.
But the young one said, well, I haven't done that. I haven't done that. I haven't done that. So he hung around. Jesus kept on writing on the ground.
Right, right.
And whether you believe it or not, I've always believed what I heard a preacher say years ago. What was he writing on the ground? Well, he was just writing sins down.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
You wrote one, wrote another, look at somebody.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Glory.
He knew.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He knew.
Yes, He knew.
He didn't condemn them.
No.
He just let them condemn himself.
Amen.
He didn't accuse them.
No.
He just wrote down certain sins.
Amen.
You know, I didn't do that one.
Glory.
The Holy Spirit is very faithful.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's writing right now.
Hallelujah.
Has the Holy Spirit been dealing with us about that thing called repentance?
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
See, what you can do now, you can examine yourself.
Yes, God. Yeah.
Check one.
Help me, Lord.
Let me see, where am I? First of all, was I very careful when I came in?
Yes.
Did I start talking carefully?
Help me, Lord.
No.
Jesus. Glory.
Well, I'll try it again, Lord. Maybe. Maybe I'll be careful again, because if I don't talk real careful, some of you are going to get offended with me.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you don't mind if I get on him about his things.
Hallelujah.
I don't get on you about yours.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Or yours.
Glory to God. Thank you, God.
See, very careful about us there. And I am. If you notice how careful I am.
Mm.
Huh? Yeah. I was even careful picking on him because he don't like the way I pick on him.
Jesus.
He goes home sometime and just fusses at me and his... You think I don't know that?
Right. Glory to God.
You think I don't know how you poke home and say, God, what are we going to do with that prophet?
Yeah.
And God said, what are you going to do with him?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You got him now.
Glory.
What are you going to do with that Jesus, which is called your Christ?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
What are you going to do about that brother?
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? What about that one?
Yes, sir. What about me?
Glory. Yes, Lord.
You know, I have a situation going on around here, and and some of you folks think I'm just ignoring it, but I really don't.
No.
And then you don't even see me when I put myself into it to try to help the brother or the sister.
Oh, bless you.
And when you watch the reaction to you,
yeah,
just walk out and slam the door again.
Mm.
Go ahead, sit there in your misery. You're sitting, fool.
My Lord, hallelujah.
Go ahead, shut the door. Go ahead. Thou knowest now that you're miserable.
Amen.
And you would kick at me if I said to you, you're miserable.
My Lord.
You're miserable, man.
Hallelujah.
You don't seem to get any real joy out of just doing the simple thing that God wants us to do.
My Lord.
Because we want to get credit for doing it.
Yeah.
And if we don't get credit for doing it, we're miserable.
My glory.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
We want to get a little glory for it.
Mm.
We want somebody to give us a little honor.
My glory.
Before we honor him.
Amen.
He's still working on me.
Yes. Yes.
Don't hurt yourself.
All right now.
Let's have a little Bible study. Where was that little phrase, do thyself the harm spoken to? There's a phrase in the Bible that says, do thyself no harm.
Oh, amen.
Where was that? Huh? Wait, wasn't that some? Wasn't that some? That guy couldn't save his own life, so he's going to take it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
His life was a jail.
Yeah.
That was his life.
Yeah.
And his life depended on him being in jail.
Right.
Now he failed. He failed miserably.
Right.
God interfered, opened up that prison house.
Jesus.
Hey. And all the prisoners out.
Hallelujah.
And he said, my God.
Glory.
Don't you people read the story? He was commanded to put these fellows in prison, and you better make sure they don't get out.
Amen.
These understand the implication.
Yeah.
You're responsible for keeping these guys until we get a chance to deal with them. So he beats them up. He beats them up. Come on. Are you so full of delusion in your mind that you can't see that beating?
Hallelujah, yes.
You can't see it?
Yes, Lord.
Bloody?
Uh-huh.
Bruised?
Amen.
Look, you poor brains. Thank God, you're so full of your... See, you don't have a vision of this kind of stuff, do you?
Glory.
That's why you don't want to suffer like Christ, because you don't really have a real vision.
Amen.
Of his sufferings.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul, after years and years of going through many adversities, oh, that I might know him.
Know him.
I thought I knew him.
Yes.
But all in the fellowship.
Yes.
Wrong word.
Oh, right. Resolution.
Fellowship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fellowship. Oh, what fellowship.
Amen.
Oh, what joy.
Glory.
I just don't know the scripture.
Right.
It was given out to me a messenger of Satan who was sent to buffet me.
Right.
And God said, through it all, you trust in my grace.
Hallelujah.
Paul said to me,
glory.
I'll be saved. What'd you say? Try it once, Bill.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Why, you rejoice more over getting a backhoe filled. Getting your back straightened.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't tell me he don't get excited when the backhoe works.
Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless
you. By the way, that's not in the script, but I just went through that episode with Paul.
Bless you, Jesus.
What did I tell you? The man was trying to save his own life, and he was losing it. Mm-hmm. His life was in doing what he was told to do by the Romans. They commanded him. Why don't you read the story? Before you start kicking back at me, why won't you just get the book out and read it? The Bible says he was commanded to take charge of these men, and he beat them up, and then he thrust them.
Hallelujah.
The word is he thrust. Hey,
amen.
How would you thrust anybody?
Amen.
Huh? Hey, let me lead you over to this dungeon. Huh?
That's not pretty.
He thrust it. Back's all beaten.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Wonderful thing.
Then he picked them up and stuck the feet in stocks and bonds.
Right. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you're exaggerating. Am I?
Glory to
God. Glory
to God. He didn't give him a sleeping pill.
Hallelujah.
A warm cup of tea.
No.
Hallelujah.
He did all that because if these two fellas get away, fella. That's what I tried to tell you about the Roman soldiers when Jesus was carrying the cross.
Hallelujah.
Right. Yeah.
They had received an order from Pilate.
Mm-hmm.
Take him out and crucify him.
Amen.
Before they did that, though, they decided to make sport of him.
Yeah.
And in the sporting, they almost killed him.
Yes, Lord.
I have several times tried to visualize in some shape or form what it must have been to have that scourge on his back.
Oh, God. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your
suffering. I don't think I've even come close.
Thank you for your suffering, God.
I tried to visualize pushing that crown of thorns on his head.
Yes, thank you, God. Oh, God.
I literally out one time and got me made me a crown of thorns. When I got those thorn bushes that had thorns on that big. Anybody beside me ever see them?
Hallelujah.
You can't even break them off with your finger. Am I the only one that's ever seen them anywhere?
Oh, Jesus.
And I actually had a crown made out of it. And I would use it as I would demonstrate the crucifixion.
Oh,
but you know what I would do with the thorns that pressed against my head? I'd cut them off.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd give it a big old saw or something. So when I put it on my head, because I tried it first with them on. If you put them with it on, it sits up on your head like, because the thorns are that long. Then you push them,
yes,
they're going right down, they're sharp,
right,
sharp,
right.
Hard.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You paid
now,
Christ.
I was trying to dramatize, you know, when
thank you,
I put
Jesus.
The thorns, got the thorns on my head, and you know, I grabbed a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. One time I was, oh, you people, you take all the joy out of the demonstration
Hallelujah.
Of the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus demonstrated, didn't he? The Word of God.
Hallelujah.
He was wounded.
Yes, he was. Hallelujah.
Don't hurt yourself.
Surely, all sorrow
Son, I want to show you my back.
Ooh.
Here to go again. If I haven't told and illustrated that story amongst this house, dozens of times. But here I'm getting again. Will you tell me again? I didn't quite get it.
Hallelujah.
That's all I've done, is tell you things over and over and over again. Well, so you tell me the old oak. Now I see why. I heard the Lord say to me all night long, tell the people that God sent not his son to the world to condemn the world.
Hallelujah.
But that the world through him might be saved. He didn't say could be saved, he said might be.
Hallelujah.
If you want to be saved, you can be saved.
Yes, Lord.
If you really want to be saved, he sent his son to the world so you might be saved.
Hallelujah.
It's not might, your own might, but his might.
Yes,
strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. Jesus is the might of God.
Yes.
He's the mighty arm of God.
Yes.
He's the mighty revelation of God.
Hallelujah.
He's the almighty God. And through him you might be saved. Wow.
Glory.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Glory.
I used to take your whipping.
God.
And
thank you, Jesus.
When I first started to take the whipping, I used to take a tie,
you,
a necktie, to make the whip.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I tied it up and it braided a little bit.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I wanted to dramatize this crucifixion. And I was trying to get as close as I could as a man to give a demonstration of it.
Hallelujah.
It worked quite, sometimes worked real well.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, will you give us a dramatization? I'm doing it right now.
Hallelujah.
I'm giving you a dramatization.
Jesus.
I'm showing you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I was right up here in St. George. I'll never forget that night. I told you this many times. Sure. Yes, right. But you sure have us, yeah? You're right up here in St. George.
Hallelujah.
I told you the city had run me out of the city. Really? You did tell us, yeah? Just a few weeks ago, I told you. Yeah, just a few weeks ago. Well, you're not here? Most of you were here.
Jesus.
I told you once. Now, right up in St. George. I told you. If you go up to St. George and start down the main road, to the right you'll see a
car. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
With a little house in front.
Glory to
God. And right there we had a tent. And of course, I had all black folk. And this was 30 years ago. Black folk and white folk didn't have church together.
Amen.
Especially in the good old St. George. Or Bolivar. They still don't.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you might find a few tokens here and there, but
yeah.
The full coin. Who buying that house over there with that brother right there?
Mm.
That man right there. And every time we were required of it, we had to explain to them that you were good folk. Because when they looked at you, most of your Southerners, that black folk ain't good.
Mm.
I don't care what you dress. So you really got a task now. You follow me?
Amen.
Hey, Brother Al.
Oh,
did you not discuss this gentleman with the neighbor? Huh? What kind of people went over there? Good folk. But in the old culture of the Southerner, there ain't no good black folk.
God bless you, Jesus.
And in the culture of humanity, as far as God goes, there ain't no good folk at all.
Amen.
None good now.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
But you know, if I'm better than you, don't matter how good you are.
Right. So true.
Right. Amen.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you.
So I can tell you right now, if I was going to put some black folk that I've known around here over there, I'd be afraid. Because they wouldn't be as good a testimony as you two are going to be.
Right.
Amen. So you think you're getting yourself a little old house to live in? Huh? No, you're getting some faith to live in. Now, after all your years, boy, etc., you got to learn how to do your thing by faith.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure your money be gone.
Yes, sir.
The way you all spending it.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank
yes.
God.
And you see what we done with that? Instead of spending it, you're actually giving it.
Yes, sir. Oh, Jesus.
The way I see it.
Right.
Are we over there receiving it?
Amen.
Huh? If you don't have nobody to give it to, they won't receive it.
Amen. Oh, bless you, Lord.
Amen. The question of the Son of Man. Now, all you people listening around the world are being blasted from every side. He says he's the Son of Man. Yes.
Yeah.
I am the Son of Man.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yeah. And so are you.
Yeah.
Every single one of you that are here, that's what you folk haven't yet received as a responsibility.
Right.
That we are a testimony to the world.
Hallelujah.
A breed of us from every many different nations. We've never had a doctrinal discussion around here where we all believe the same thing.
Right.
We've never discussed water baptism.
Right.
We don't challenge each other on how you've been baptized or did you speak with tongues or not.
Right.
Although there's a lot of folks here still haven't spoken in tongues.
Right.
Even though you've heard it said over and over again, I would that you all. I would that you all. But some of you don't want to be part of the all, do you?
Right. My Lord.
Do you?
Right.
Huh? I wouldn't you all speak with tongues. I wouldn't you all. Oh, poor Jesus sitting back there. Huh? And because you don't know what other tongues are, you don't do it.
Right.
Mm. Amen.
Oh, God.
Is that quiet again?
Right.
I'm the only man to even explain that to you.
Right.
They were not speaking in other human languages.
Hallelujah.
German is a human language. English is a human language. French is a human, a fleshly language. Italian is a language of the flesh.
Hallelujah.
They were not speaking in the flesh.
Hallelujah.
They were speaking in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
What language does the spirit speak?
Hallelujah.
Greek? Hebrew?
Mm-hmm.
Arabic?
Mm-hmm.
Russian?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Godhead, Spanish?
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hear what the Spirit is saying.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That is so simple.
Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus.
You're not going to learn how to speak in tongues. Mm-hmm. You can learn human languages.
My Lord. Hallelujah! Glory! Glory, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Our Father. Oh, bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Where's somebody? There's a list of them. And they're all there with their own culture, their own language, and they're coming to worship in the temple as they've been taught from where they came from.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you've been taught? You've come to worship in his house from the background that you came from, like the Baptist or the Methodist or the Apostolic or the black folk or the white folk.
God.
Sister Burgess, stand up, please. Give me some worship. Black folk.
Right, sir.
Black folk.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's an old Southern black.
Yes, sir.
Hey, brother Rod Center, please.
Oh, God.
Hey, give me some worship.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He's not a Southern black.
No.
He's a sophisticated Army Reserve or whatever. Hey, brother, give me some worship, please.
Lord!
They worship.
Right.
Are they worshiping right?
Yeah.
If they're in the spirit.
Hallelujah! Glory!
They might have different physical.
Spirit!
Some might cut their hands. Brother, Brother Pastor, stand up, please. Step on the aisle. Now, I want you folks to watch him clap his hands. Look at that. Does anybody else here clap their hands like that?
No, sir.
Look.
All right.
Here. Look. You got a very unique hand clap, brother. I know it's the first time I've ever seen it. Here's the way I do it. Do you know what we're doing? We're clapping our hands. Thank you, brother. Why, some folks would say he's not clapping his hands, but he is.
Thank you, Father.
Glory! Glory! The only thing that doesn't make that thing wrong is that it's a from the spiritual heart.
Amen.
Everybody has your own physical manifestations. That's what's wrong with you.
Hallelujah.
You got your old Canadian inbred way of, and you take issue with everything somebody, if they don't do it like the Canadian do it.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And then we judge ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Among ourselves.
That's it.
Not wise.
No.
That's not wisdom. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't do it like you. Well, just as long as you do it.
Hallelujah.
As long as you do what God tells you to do, do it.
Amen.
Do it.
Yes.
See, clap your hands, all you people.
Hallelujah.
Wait. Roger, you didn't do it like him.
Glory.
Clap your hand, brother. Look at that. He ain't doing it like you. He got to be wrong, you know. Did you know that clapping your hands from the heart is worship?
Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Did you know that?
Yes.
You know the angels are going to clap their hands?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Did you know it's instructed in the Bible to clap your hands, all ye people?
Yes.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Well, we don't do that like that up here. Then it's just free from how you did it up there and do it like you're going to do it up there.
Hallelujah.
Wow. What a bunch of hard. Well, I don't believe God demands us to do it. He doesn't demand us to do it. If you worship God on demand, it's no good.
No good.
We have come into this house.
Glory.
Not on demand.
Glory.
No, we were glad when he said. Son of man. Now let me see if I can explain that to you. First of all, it did not originate with me. The one that preached it, he preached it referring to me, but then he decided he was going to be the Son of Man.
Hallelujah.
And now he's gone. Now he don't have the opportunity. You know what came out of that young man's mouth one day? Because he lived around me and I irritated him all the time.
Oh,
remember how he came one day to preach a message, this is the voice of the last day, brother. Does anybody beside me remember that?
Hallelujah.
Well, if you weren't there, you would have told about it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Amen.
When are you going to start remembering?
Oh, God.
And then you maybe will consider your reaction. And beware how you respond.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
You're not responding right.
Glory.
Amen.
You've been taught how to respond.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I don't believe in putting on. Over here, we believe in putting on.
Hallelujah. Glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory. The only thing, objection that most of us have about putting on
Hallelujah.
Is you got to put off first.
Hallelujah.
We don't like the putting off. In other words, we just don't like the word put unless it's used the right way.
Amen.
Yeah. We don't want to put off. Hey, this old spirit you got on you, why don't you put it off? And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus.
Hardy boy. What a hardy spirit on this house.
Yes, Lord, help us, God.
I made mention on the radio several times through the night that I heard this preacher. And he's a pulpit prophet pastor. And he prophesied that Jesus is not going to come until 2037. And I thought to myself, you guys are really something. You're young and you don't want Jesus to come now because you're cutting your ministry short. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to show out for the next 30 years.
Amen.
That's what they're doing. People don't want Jesus to come because he's going to cut your opportunity to live your life.
Right, right.
Yeah. There's nothing infuriates me more than to watch these preachers who comes out with very viable signs that we have talked about for years. For instance, I was reading the other day about the guy talking about the destruction of America and nuclear war. He said, I began to talk about it 5 years ago. And I still can't get that, though. See, what they're doing is they talk about the end time, but they won't talk about how it's going to end.
Amen. Hallelujah. Happy way, Lord.
It's going to end with the glorious coming
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
That's going to be the end.
Glory.
And then when he comes for the 1,000 years, then at the end of the 1,000 years, then will come the end of time.
Hallelujah.
And then cometh the end, when he will deliver the kingdom back to the Father.
Yes.
Hey, King of praise!
Hallelujah.
Hard hearts! Don't have the vision, do you?
Glory! Vision, Lord.
So you're trying to figure out how you prolong this life. Love this life so much.
Hallelujah.
You girls get that thing in sight, and you'll never worry about a husband again, because you're going to get one. May you never lose sight of it. Yeah, from the youngest to the eldest.
Hallelujah.
You think an old man can't tell you about marriage?
Bless you.
I wish somebody would conveyed to me 50 years ago, don't get married. But I had to learn a lesson, didn't I?
Bless you, Jesus.
I learned it. And I'm telling you, if you're free from a wife, don't seek one. If you're free from a husband, don't seek one.
My Lord.
And if you have one, act like you ain't got one.
My Lord.
Because Jesus is coming. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You got children, don't let them influence you. I'm doing it for the children. Well, I'm doing it for Jesus' sake.
Ooh.
These children don't want to be saved. I've tried to tell you that for years and years and years, but you don't believe me. Because everybody believes that your family is going to be saved. That's been preached for years and years.
Yeah.
Believe on Lord Jesus Christ, as you're supposed to the jailer. And thou shalt be saved and thy house. And what did the jailer do? Took them into the house, and then they were all baptized. See, they all became, but that was the ones who was in the house.
Hallelujah.
What about the rest of the family that wasn't in the house? Oh, what about the rest of those that weren't in the ark? What about the rest of the people that's not in Christ?
My Lord.
If the righteous scarcely get in, where do these other folks think they're going to be saved outside?
My Lord.
And you see, they just keep going their own way because they think that in the end they're going to be saved, and they're already in the end.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So they question, they question, they question. Son of man. Now I am the Son of Man. I have the message that no other man preaches.
Hallelujah.
Because unless he preaches it right, according to Scripture, it's not right.
Hallelujah.
Well, Brother Stuart, you adding something to the gospel? What? Because I told you dozens of times that I am not sent to baptize.
No. Jesus.
Don't you believe in baptism? Absolutely. This damn house. You're just not going to back me up, are you, folks? You're going to sit there. I have not been sent to baptize. Now, somebody needs to be baptized. We can get them baptized because we know how to do it.
Amen.
Well, Timothy, have I ever instructed you at all on what to say when you baptize somebody? Have I ever told you to baptize somebody? Did I tell you how? Did I ever tell you how? No.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's a lot of people right here. Come on, you ain't going to have a black man baptize a white person, are you? Right. I'm not going to have a black man baptize a white person. I'm going to have a believer, pastor, baptize a believing saint. It seems like I see beyond flesh, don't I? Don't I? You know, I go right beyond the color of your skin, the curl of your hair, the wrinkle of your nose. You get right down to the nitty-gritty. Hallelujah. Right down to the bare flesh. I'm not going to go with it. I shouldn't have to, but it's amazing how I talk here and how few of you people realize how I've dealt with all these things. Pastor, I want to come down. Will you baptize me? I said, no. Right. Well, what do you to baptize me? I said, come on down. We'll baptize you. I'm a crazy old kook, ain't I? Hello? It's the Overcoming Ministry. Is that you, Buster? It's the Overcoming Ministry. Is that you, Buster? I said, it's the Overcoming Ministry.
Right.
Can I help you? What is you, is it, Buster? I said, it's the Overcoming Ministry. Right. Buster is not the Overcoming Ministry, yeah. But Buster is the Overcoming Ministry. Yeah. According to the world, you're not the church, but you are the church.
Hallelujah.
According to mankind, you're not saints, but you are saints.
Oh, Jesus.
And because of the way the world looks, you're not overcoming, but you are overcoming.
Glory.
See through a glass darkly, but staying clear every day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He's starting to, they don't appreciate truth. God, I don't know what to do with this house. Huh? They're questioning, always questioning. Now look here. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, what went you out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? Do you understand it? In other words, you think you're going to just run something past this old prophet and he's just going to move with you? He's just going to shake and he won't stand steadfast and... You do it, don't you? Look at you. Well, you don't see it my way. No, I don't see it your way. Don't ever intend to.
Amen.
Don't ever. I'm helping you out. If you're waiting around here for me to do it your way, see it the way you see. You must get on your little old bicycle and get on out of here. Because I'm not going to do it your way. I'm not going to be what you want me to be.
Amen.
And you should want to be what I want you to be.
No way.
You want to be what God wants you to be. We are a chosen generation. We are royal priesthood. And we should show forth the praise of God who have brought us out of religious, political, economic, racial. My God. Oh, free.
Free.
You see, now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. But what went you out for to see? Now, I'm going to go one step further. I am not the John the Baptist of 2,000 years ago. But I'm here in the spirit and the power of John the Baptist.
Hallelujah.
He came in the spirit and the power of Elijah.
Yes.
You know, the other day I got an email from somebody way over in Sri Lanka and over in that area. And they said, all at once we heard you come on the air, they said, we could just sense the spirit of Elijah on you. And then you folks keep hollering, you want me to be Elijah, or you hope I am. Are you sure you'll be able to stand in Elijah? Who you think you're going to stand in the presence of Elijah and do like you're doing?
I know it. No way.
You don't believe it, and you know you don't. You got a condition on it.
Sure.
A hypothetical. That's what the world, they don't believe in Christ because they got a condition on it.
Amen.
They want to make Christ in their image.
So.
They want to have their worship in spirit according to their spirit.
My Lord, yes.
They want to make him over anew.
Thank you, Lord.
Instead of allowing him to make them over anew.
Yes, Lord. Do it, God. Do it, God.
Talking about you.
Amen.
Your rebellious house.
Yes, Lord.
I was telling my brother today about coming down to the potter house. If you come down to the potter house and you're still pliable,
Glory.
He can actually take what you have and mold it.
Jesus.
Form it.
Yes.
Into a vessel.
Hallelujah.
And if he makes it into a vessel and uses it dishonorably, it's still being honored.
That's right.
If God makes you a vessel and dishonors you, you are still being honored.
That's right.
Amen. Did I say that? Didn't he honor his son? He made him a vessel dishonored, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Hung him on the cross, and then he honored him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He honored him. He highly exalted him. He now gives him his name, which is above every name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus came down, and Jesus came up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. High above principalities and powers. Wow. Wow. Glory.
Glory. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, by the way, my good heathen friends, rage on now.
Glory.
Gotta be, you know.
Glory.
One of them said, I'm going to expose you. I said, good.
Hallelujah.
I got an offering some years ago from a man. It was quite a good-sized offering. He said, I received some emails concerning you. He said, so I got up on the website and I looked up, boy, up. The boy, he said, this guy got to be right. They're saying too many evil things about him. And he sent me about
$20,000
or $30,000.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
So keep on raging, heathen. I got to get $10 million. surely this house should not get upset with that.
My Lord.
Anybody but you, Buster. They're mocking it. They're mocking it.
Amen.
That we give over this damn spirit of this world, this religious spirit, this self-righteous, this self-justification spirit. You know you wouldn't pick me if you'd be a prophet. Then you wouldn't never pick me. You know that. And you're upset with God because he picked me.
Hallelujah.
You'd never pick your brother and sister to be your brother. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. And a lot of times you show it right here among yourselves. As you pick the ones you get fellowship with.
Right.
And others you don't.
Hallelujah.
Malice among us, ill feeling.
Hallelujah.
You would do that with your brother or sister, would you?
Amen.
Amen.
Would you?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you?
Yes.
It's me.
It's me.
It's me, O Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
mercy.
All right.
Bless you, Lord. Mercy on
them. What went you out for to see? A man clothed in salt? I want to tell you people something. Did you know I'd never dressed like that?
Oh.
Several times I did when I was with Emily. But I think back to this. For most of the time, I've lived with the people. I've ate with the people. Almost all my life. Even though I had the opportunity to move up a little higher, I just never did it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, I've driven a fancy car, but they didn't belong to me.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
David Epley had a car, Roy, and he didn't like driving. So he let me work for him as an associate evangelist, but one of my duties was to drive for him.
Right.
And he drove me to drive.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
I was a driver for a lot of these fellas.
Hallelujah.
Because I was a driver for them, I had a chance to sit in some of the most luxurious cars you can get. I had an opportunity to stay in the finest hotel.
Thank you.
And Epi got upset because my clothes wasn't too fancy.
Right.
He played a shenanigan on me. Oh, by the way, he's dead now. And these guys are all—they're all gone. Most of them are gone. And he just smart white guys out. They're all gonna be gone when he leaves.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, I've had people do what you're doing to me for years.
Yes.
You fools.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, they didn't love that. I was thinking the other day about how people don't realize because of God blessing me, you're blessed.
Yes, amen.
Just take me out of here.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Just take me away from interfering with the way you live in this community. Just take me away and see what kind of a this guiding line.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't see it that way, do you? But you think more than you ought to. I wish you didn't have to think that.
Right.
But I am what I am.
Thank you, Lord.
The Son of Man is a man. Every prophet was a son of man. Jesus was, even though he was Son of God, he became a son of man. A son of man is a man, any man, or every man that in the realm where God puts him, for instance, this hand is a hand.
Hallelujah.
And if I take it and I put it up here as a shoulder, then it's no longer a hand.
Amen.
So it's got to fit where it's supposed to fit.
Amen.
And it has a special message to the wrist. And the wrist has a special message to the arm.
Glory.
And the arm has a special message to the elbow.
Hallelujah.
Or vice versa.
Amen.
The hand don't do nothing to itself. Bingo.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That hand does do nothing of itself.
Amen.
It needs the wrist,
yes.
The arm,
amen.
The elbow.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
The upper arm, the shoulder.
Yes.
It gets hooked to the head bone.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you so complex you can't rejoice? Oh, isn't that simple?
Yes, yes, sure.
Be careful, little hands, what you do.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The other day I was coming out of my house and I started going to the radio room and I failed again. You know, I can't explain that. Because I've always been a very strong young man. And I'm still pretty strong. But all I want you to do is find yourself. I fell. If you look, you'll see another bump in my head. I fell right in the steps. Fell up the steps. Amen. Haven't you learned, old man? You got to be careful when you're walking. Don't just move quickly or without thinking what you're doing. Now, what made me fall? Let's do it, Dane.
I had my arms full of a bunch of stuff. And I was trying to open the door with my arms full of a bunch of stuff. Instead of just laying something down so I'd open the door. And because I was off balance when I tried to open the door, this arm was up. Pow! I hit my head right on the steps, boy. You know what I did when I did that? I put the stuff down. Then I opened the door. Then I picked it back up. It went inside. You see? Where was I going in such a hurry anyway?
Lay it down! Lay aside! Stop banging your head up!
But what went you out for to see?
Oh, God.
A prophet? Okay. I say unto you, and more than a prophet. Now, what did Jesus mean when he said John was more than a prophet?
Well, first of all, he prophesied first. He prophesied first. He said, repent you. Because I got a message for you.
Hallelujah.
And unless you repent, you're not going to receive this message.
Oh, Jesus.
So he prophesied. Repent you for the kingdom. See, prophesy.
Amen.
For the kingdom. See, prophesied. Oh, come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Why are you not receiving this?
Amen.
God have mercy on this house. I guess you're so afraid you might puff me up, huh? He prophesied. Yeah. How to become more than a prophet? He said, there he is. After prophesying for 6 months, he was questioned. He was questioned. Yes, he was.
Amen.
My God, I went through 3 or 4 times this week again.
Yes.
I'm questioned. I've been prophesying.
Right.
What do you turn that radio on there for? What do you come here for? To see a prophet where you got one.
Right.
And you got more than a prophet. He's prophesying. He's prophesying. The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Glory.
Well, somebody said, that's what John prophesied. He sure did.
Hallelujah.
You know, John did not prophesy the kingdom of God. He prophesied the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
If you don't get it through your head that there is a difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Later on, they corrected it. Not for their benefit, for the people living. In other words, don't you expect the kingdom of heaven to come now? Well, now at this time. Well, right. Look, look.
Keep. Oh, God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, God.
Now I'm telling you, the kingdom of God is not coming at this time. It's already come.
Amen.
The kingdom of God has already come.
Amen.
The kingdom in you.
Yeah.
It's a spirit of righteousness and joy in the Holy Ghost. Christ in you, the kingdom of God. God in you, Christ in you. My God. Hallelujah. You just let them reign. Boy, I wish somebody could save. God, I wish somebody could save. It's a shame you got to keep on pleading with unsaved people. Come on, get saved. Come on.
My Lord.
Now unto him that is able to save you.
Oh,
unto the uttermost.
Amen.
Far above principalities.
Amen.
Powers.
Hallelujah.
Far above spiritual wickedness.
Yeah.
High and lifted up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus later on told him, he said, the kingdom of God's within you.
Yes.
He said to them, he's with you.
Yeah.
He shall be in you.
Amen.
And that's what John was talking about. He said, he will baptize you
Amen.
With the knowledge and the truth and the revelation that God is in you of the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Know you now?
Hallelujah.
Don't you people know
Amen.
That the living
Lord.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory to God. Wonderful Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Yeah, you know, I got a phone call from Memphis, Tennessee. Got another one last night. Every once in a while I get a phone call that strengthens me in my very strict way of doing things.
Jesus.
Ain't no sense for telling you, because you don't put no value on things that I say to you. You don't catch just a little word from someone you never met and how they encourage you. Just a little word.
Amen.
A word from afar.
Amen.
It hurt too much, huh? It's hard too much to give God praise. Because the call from Memphis came from a woman. She said, I just heard you again, Brother Darren. Oh, she said, it's been a while. So good to hear you again, man of God. You know who I replaced? Alice Jones.
Jesus.
Hello, Alice Jones.
My Lord.
And Alice Jones don't know it, but I'm on his trail. Alice Jones, Tex Mars, and Steve Well, these are all shysters.
Amen.
They're trying to latch in on truth and revelation prophecy, but they're not preaching the truth. They're not telling people that Jesus is coming and you need to get saved.
Hallelujah.
Stop trying to save yourself. And I don't give a damn if you tell them I said so. In fact, I've been trying to tell them myself. Because whenever I read something, Steve Quill out there's promoting aliens.
Hallelujah.
Especially the alien invasion.
My Lord.
And no one wants to tell you what the alien invasion has taken.
Already.
Woe be unto you in heavens for the earth. Because you're under an alien invasion.
Glory, glory. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, good, Gino. No wonder you sit confused with that damn look on your face. You're so full of yourself, you can't receive. Yeah, the aliens, the demons, the powers of hell.
Hallelujah.
And they're coming down, they're saturating everywhere.
Amen.
Come to you every day.
Oh, yes.
Now, a few little demon spirits.
Yes.
Doubting, questioning,
yes.
Intruding,
yes.
Challenging, charging.
Yes.
Evil.
Amen.
They said to question God, question the work of God. Yes. Yeah, evil. Yes. Little demon spirits. Boy, they seem like they're everywhere. Just let your mind go slack for a minute. Hey, there's one right there.
Yes.
No?
Yes, Lord.
No?
Yes. Yes. Jesus, the Lord. Hallelujah.
Son of man.
No.
Oh, well, Mr. Cabby did this, and so-and-so does that. And I'm going to tell you again, whether you like it or whether you're not, or lump it, it doesn't make any difference, because it's going to be done. It is being done. There is no other man in the history of mankind. No Pope, no Billy Graham, no Oral Roberts, no William Brennan, that's been able to reach the entire world 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, with the undergirding message, the kingdom of heaven is ahead. Never been done. And there is one coming after me, but it won't be another prophet. It's going to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I'm not hedging on it. I'm not backing away from it. I'm longing for it. I'm looking for it. And I'm pressing towards that mark. Now, you want to go to hell? You just keep sitting there, you know. Go ahead. You're not going to replace me. You're not going to remove me. Raise your hell. You're not going to get rid of the God of heaven. He can become God of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. And we're going to become his dwelling place. It's a secret today. We're
shall tell you have to shout. I'd like to know why.
Hallelujah.
Why won't you shout with a voice of triumph? Why? Look what God has helped you to overcome even today. Right here. Are you moving up a little higher? Are you coming in a little closer than when you first walked in the door? Or are you turning up? Like everything else. Well, I got so much up here to talk about and this can't get through because every time I make one statement, I get that kickback. You see, there would be very few people that would question me if this house would stop questioning.
Help, Lord.
If you stop holding it on as a reserve. Very few people would question about whether Jesus is Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
If we stop questioning.
Hallelujah.
If we have your sure foundational testimony.
Thank you, Jesus.
You stand on it.
Thank you,
Jesus. Why don't you understand that?
What?
That God's focusing on this little spot alongside the road and magnified all over the world. That we are part of that chosen generation. Show for the praise of him. Marvelous light.
Glory God.
You know, they belong to English language. It doesn't magnify it like it ought to.
Wonderful, Jesus.
I can say glory, glory, glory all day long, and that in itself will not bring glory. But if I start acting glorious, until I put some emphasis on glory, until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence.
Yes.
Do you understand it? John came preaching the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Then Jesus came, and people were still fussing about. And one of the last things that ever happened with Jesus when he was on earth was even those that witnessed. God help me to say this.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
I've been through this so many times. You know, I think the moment I met it, the eyes would light up. 500 men. They were not looking at a dead Christ.
No.
They were so convinced that he was a living Christ that they said, well, thou,
my God.
You've been talking about the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I was going to say, Lord, they couldn't have delusion or faith.
Hallelujah.
This should not have to be here. That uncertainty in your hearts.
Help, Lord.
Well, I don't see how God can use you. Amazing, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
Then he take an old piece of clay.
Thank you, God.
Take it down to the potter's house.
Thank you, God.
And didn't have to break it.
Thank you, God.
He just molded it.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
And if I had a little hardness, if he broke that off.
Thank you, God.
Oh, I've been hard. But yes. You don't tell me that God hasn't seasoned that hardness with gentleness.
Thank you, God.
You know, I get so hard sometimes, say, God, let him go to hell. Just let him go. Just let him get out of here. Mm. And then God would just sort of season it with a little. How merciful is it? I'm talking to you.
Yes, God.
Telling you are a chosen generation.
Hallelujah.
And you think I'm asking too much for you folk to respond to that with a joyous shout. It's too much for you.
Hallelujah.
has to respond.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It's a burden, all right, but it's a light one.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It's a burden. A burden to give God praise and glory. As the old flesh don't like, but it's a light one. It's a light one. God, slay me. Don't hurt yourself now.
Hallelujah.
Do y'all know what you just sang? Do y'all know what you just sang? I shall then come forth and go. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire and white raiment so that you might be clothed. You might die, folk. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Bless you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
What words, huh? And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force.
Amen.
It almost seems like a wrong use of word, huh? But violence is a word that denotes anger.
Amen.
Revenge.
Hallelujah.
With all the limitations freaking up.
Yes.
Make hold to it. Get out of my way.
Amen.
Shut up, devil.
Amen.
Get behind me, Satan.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
That's it.
You are free to praise the Lord, you know.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love that scripture this morning. You stand fast, therefore.
Amen.
In the liberty
dwelling
of Christ has set you
free.
What can set you free from sin?
Amen.
Free from death?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on, free.
Amen.
Free.
Amen. Hallelujah.
None of these things should bond us in any shape or form. We are
Amen.
Free.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Don't let your sins or your iniquity bind you.
Yes, Lord.
You're free from
them.
Don't let your vanity bind you. Don't let your human limitations. You can still clap your hands.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why don't you have to go wheel your toe?
Hallelujah.
We're something else, boy.
Amen.
I'll talk to somebody y'all want to look, see what they're going to do. Why don't you just do it?
Amen.
What's it to you? What, did you wiggle your toe?
Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. You're wiggling your toes, aren't you? Yeah. Whatever says on you, do it.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory.
You don't mean that. Why not?
Hallelujah.
He might just do something to see. If he gets it a wiggle of toe, he might get you to clap your hand.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. I've got to close. Whereunto shall I liken this generation? Now, mind you, this is the first generation of the church age. So God declares the end and the beginning. Jesus was God, declaring the end of his calling the church, redeeming the church. He got the church out of Israel. He got the church out of the Gentiles. And when he gets done, he has the church. When he has church, he has Israel.
Hallelujah.
He declared he was going to save Israel in the beginning.
Amen.
When he gave them the law.
Hallelujah.
And he gave them the prophets.
Right.
He said, Israel, I'm going to save Israel.
Amen.
So he gave them these things so they could be saved. And Israel rejected it. But he didn't reject Israel. He's still going to save Israel.
Amen.
And I don't care whether you like it or not. Israel is a testimony that he is real.
Amen.
He really is God. Hallelujah. Holy God.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell the brothers at the table this morning, the only way anybody's going to know who the real God It's for the forgiveness of sins.
My Lord.
I don't know why in the world you kick at that stake.
Lord.
Only God.
Yes, Lord.
That did not come out of the mouth of Jesus. That was spoken by the Pharisees.
Hallelujah.
The religious people.
Yes.
What are you doing for forgiving this man his sins? We can't even do that. We can get them to keep the law.
Hallelujah.
We can get them to do the right thing. And even that won't bring forgiveness of sin.
Amen.
Only God.
Amen. Keeping the law won't make God known to you.
No.
You won't know God like that.
Oh, God.
Oh, living a moral life won't get you to know God.
Thank you, God.
Doing good won't get you to know God.
No. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Glory, God. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you.
You know what? See, he threw a scripture because he thought maybe I missed it again, but I didn't miss it. That's you and Eve. Yeah. If you see, you'll even hate your own good works.
Amen.
Because they're evil.
Evil. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Your own drawback, your own neck. And see, you shut your head. Shoo it. Get up, God. Yeah.
Glory, God.
How the Jews tried to impress Jesus that they were keeping the law. And they were, a lot of them, the letter of it. They were keeping the letter of it. The Muslims, they're very law-keeping people. They got a law out there, boy.
Hallelujah.
The other night they had to apologize because they cut the wrong man's head off.
My Lord, wow. My God.
And pull a guy out and cut his head off, and then he found he was one of them. Oh, we're sorry. It's something, isn't it? The facts of life are so clear from, but we just don't want to. But we don't want to face it. We ever cut his brother's head off sometime?
Yeah.
You ever cut a brother off from the head?
My Lord, hallelujah.
You ever had one of your brothers? Says his only life is being in the head. And you want to behead him? Cut him off?
Oh, Jesus.
Hate? Despite? Instead of looking sad, you ought to repent.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He will make you glad.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Repent of that wickedness.
Yes,
stop using the scriptures to justify your reaction to the truth.
Thank you, God.
That's too much for you, huh? That's just too much for most of us holy Joes, us home free guys.
Thank you, Lord.
It's like unto children in the market. Now, mind, this is the first generation church he's talking to. Just getting ready to begin the church age.
Hallelujah.
Telling these people the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is going to be within you. Because when the Holy Ghost came, that was the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
It came in them.
Hallelujah.
And he's telling this generation, these Pharisees, these Sadducees, he said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Hallelujah.
The message of the kingdom is with you.
Hallelujah.
But now it's going to be within you. Right within you.
Hallelujah.
Here you're getting the letter of the word, but then you're going to get the spirit of the word.
Hallelujah.
Right within you. And he said, and that's where your righteousness is going to come from. The kingdom of God is within you, and it's righteousness. That was God. It's righteousness of God showing his righteousness to deal with you. That's why you ought to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You'll be filled with his righteousness. Have no room for your own. You get filled with your own righteousness, you're going to be sorrowful. But it's always going to come up short. It's always, it never will make it.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
So true.
If I give my body to be burnt, if I give all my goods to the poor.
Amen.
True.
Amen.
You people act like you don't know what that means.
Hallelujah.
No man had anything called his own.
Hallelujah.
You don't trust in your own.
No.
They don't want to hear it, Lord. Glory. I don't like this. Children of the marketplace. Huh? Now you stop doing that, little boy. What's wrong with it? Well, you keep doing it like that and find out, you'll find out what's wrong with it. You're going to get hurt. You're going to hurt somebody else. Remember, if you don't necessarily get hurt yourself, when you hurt somebody else or even hurt yourself, you are hurting somebody else.
Hallelujah.
So do thyself no harm. Because if you do yourself harm, you're going to harm somebody else. Are you so superior intellectually that you won't become a fool and believe that?
Oh my God. Hallelujah. Help the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. I go back to my brother Al because I'm always on his case. Whenever I walk up, first thing I'll do is, of course, Al's got a way of sort of shucking it off, sort of outmaneuvering me a little bit, but he ain't winning. I'll say, you done yet? He'll say, for today. Now he knows what I mean. In other words, I'm done because I'm done. I'm undone, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So as long as I'm undone, I ain't done.
Amen.
Depart from me, for I'm undone.
Amen, my Lord.
There's too much of me here. I can't get it done with me.
Amen.
Oh well, are you done now? All done. Well, he's done.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now here, I'm reading all that because I won't do it all. And saying we have piped on you. And you have not danced.
Hallelujah.
We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented.
My Lord, amen.
Anybody know what a lament is?
Amen.
Would you like a demonstration? Mm. Woe is me.
Woe is me, oh yes, Lord.
Woe is me.
Woe is me.
Am I done?
I'm done, oh God.
A man of all clean lips.
I'm yes, oh yes, Lord.
I draw the lips of people of all clean lips.
Oh God.
And that should not humiliate you. Because there's an answer to that.
Hallelujah.
There's an answer to that.
Hallelujah.
And then there came an angel.
Hallelujah.
And he touched my lips.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He cleansed my mouth and heart. So I can dwell amongst the people of God. About that.
Jesus.
You let him really touch you and receive
Hallelujah.
It. You know what you'll do? He'll use you to testify.
Glory! Hallelujah!
He will overflow. He will fill your cup today to overflow. As the Lord commandeth you, bring your vessel down with you. He will fill your cup today to overflow with the Holy Ghost. Before our time.
Hallelujah.
Upon whom the end of the world comes for our learning.
Jesus.
There's a little statement in that little story.
Glory.
It says when there was no more vessels, the oil stayed.
Hallelujah.
See why God can't pour out his
Because there's no more empty vessels for him to fill. They're so full of their own iniquity, their own thoughts, their own way. There's no room for the Holy Ghost to fill them. Come on. Hallelujah. You got it. Because he's right here being poured out right now. You say you're so full of yourself. You won't upset me if you say what a preacher, because I don't know a better preacher than the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know any better. I tell you what I know. Glory be to God. What about you, Buster? I'm filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Be filled with the Spirit now.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. All right, brothers, Spencer, would you pray for us?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we just bless you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, you did choose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Key word, believe, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord God, I believe. Help thy my unbelief, Lord God. Help our unbelief, Lord God.
Bless you.
Oh, yes, Lord God, we thank you, Father. Lord. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth, Lord God. We do thank you today, Lord God, being gathered here in the tabernacle, Lord God, on this Sabbath day. We heard the prophet preaching, Lord God, and we do thank you for that, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. He's here with us, Lord God, in the spirit, Lord God. So, Lord God, I think his last request was be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Spirit of the living God. So we do thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Rice. We ask that you bless him, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Give him that Holy Ghost boldness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless all those, the saints of God, God's people, the sheep of his pasture, who are out there listening by the radio, by the phone, by the internet, Lord God. Be strengthened with might in the inner man by his Spirit. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Spencer. You may take your seats.
Amen.
All right. Look like Sister Johnson has a song. Amen. Bless her, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Jesus.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name. He forgets not his own.
Amen.
Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we are winning. The Lord haste at our side, the glory it be thine.
Amen.
We all do extol thee, thou leader in battle, and pray that thou still be our defender, will be.
Hallelujah.
Let thy congregation endure tribulation. Thy name be ever praised. O Lord, make us one.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Page 101. Come on, saints. We got to sing unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Page 101. Praise the Lord. We're going to worship God. Hallelujah. We're going to give God glory. We're going to give God praise. Hallelujah. Okay, it's called Jesus Paid It All.
Oh, yes, he did.
Hallelujah. I hear the Savior sing, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thy all in all. Jesus paid it all.
Yes, Lord.
All to him I owe. Sin has left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power in thine alone.
Oh, yes. To worship God. Hallelujah.
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 To hear the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To acknowledge that he is God.
Amen.
Is it all right?
Amen.
Did you come to worship the Lord?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did you come to praise the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, you know, soon after I'm up, when I get up in the morning, enemy's got me up against the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But I know how to respond.
Yes,
hallelujah. I have weapons that are mighty through God. Pull down strongholds. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody have that experience?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
So, you know, we need to hit the ground running. That's what I do. Otherwise, I'll be under tribute. I'll be tied up. Be bound up. Won't have no praise for God. Won't have no hand clap. Won't have no foot stomp. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Won't have an open face. Praise the Lord. Eyes won't light up. Somebody say amen. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. And notice I'm not complaining.
No.
Yeah, it's all right when the devil tried to get me up against the wall.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
You know, our adversary come to steal.
Yes.
Come to steal.
Yes.
Come to destroy.
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Yes.
We're not ignorant of the enemy's devices.
Thank you, God.
He come to divide.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
But Jesus Christ came.
Yes.
He came that we might have life. And we might have it more abundantly. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus.
Well, I was listening. You know, when I get up, I tune in. So I was listening to Brother Wilkerson this morning.
Isn't
that a beautiful message?
Yes.
Of course, it's not pertinent anymore because he preached it a while ago, right?
My Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, I found out that it's very pertinent.
Hallelujah.
That it's on time.
Hallelujah.
It's even present time.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One thing I noticed was he was, after preaching, he was talking to people about coming to the altar. You all up in the balcony, come on down on either side. Come on up here. And then he said, now you just saying your own words while you're here. Remember that? Anybody else was listening other than me? He said, now just saying your own words while you're here. But it seemed like he wasn't getting any response. So he began to say, you know, well, Lord, deliver me from being careless. Deliver me from being at ease in Zion. But he had to, put the words in their mouth. How about that? Are we not familiar with that?
Hallelujah.
He had to sort of lead them into the place of repentance.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. But we shouldn't have to be led there.
No.
No, it should be an ongoing work.
Huh?
Should be ongoing, but not so. Praise the Lord.
Hmm?
Just like praising the Lord. Should be spontaneous. Glory, glory. You know, it goes hand in hand with the worship. You know, after you realize what the Lord has done for you, who he is to you, you know, your very present help, then the praise is spontaneous. Glory, glory. Unless you get convinced that somebody's done you wrong and you ain't getting what you deserve. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Then I was reminded of Romans chapter 10, I think it is. Because folk call it the sinner's prayer.
Hallelujah.
You know. Sinners have a prayer, don't they? They know they're a sinner. They have a prayer. The reason we have trouble, we forget we're sinners. But sinners have a prayer. Hallelujah. You got a prayer this morning? Lord, forgive me of my sins. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O God. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Hold me with thy free spirit. Wash me. I will be white as snow. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Of course, many times that's how they do it, you know. And the soul winning, they say, now, you repeat after me. Huh? Well, can a sinner be? Well, if we pray, understand.
We got to pray. Amen.
The word says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Believe in your heart the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Confess with your mouth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But once you understand you're a sinner, no one has to lead you.
No.
The only leading we need is that we are sinners.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
After that, you don't need any more leading.
No.
If you are led after that, you're not convinced that you're a sinner.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that's where we stand sometimes.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah, the word is nigh thee.
Yes.
Even in our mouth.
Hallelujah.
It's the word of God that we preach. That it, yeah. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Believe that God has raised him from the dead.
Hallelujah.
You shall be saved.
Glory.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness.
Hallelujah.
And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
So no, you can't lead people like that.
No.
No, no, no.
No.
No, the if we are convinced that we're sinners, then we know where to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory.
Glory, God.
Once in the stillness of the midnight hour, I felt the took note of that. It was a beautiful message.
Praise God.
What did he say? Well, he said, we ought to be seeking after God.
Seeking after God.
Huh?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We ought to be sober and vigilant, is what he said.
Hallelujah.
We shouldn't be at ease in Zion, is what he said.
No.
We should be pressing toward the mark.
Yes.
Striving to enter in.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Glory, glory.
Thank you. Lord, thank you, Jesus.
And every hour of every day, and every moment, in every way,
hallelujah, yes, Lord.
I'm leaning on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let's rock of my soul.
Hallelujah.
So yeah, I have to get me up against the wall in the morning. Come out. Have to get me a song. Have to get me a praise. Have to remember where he brought me from. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. And he does do it, you understand. And I'm not complaining. Huh? The Lord is on my side. Huh? The Lord is for us. The Lord is with us. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the enemy is still here to buffet us, you know. We shouldn't give him any place. He's here to make us sit down and... Huh? Don't give him place now. Huh? God's worthy, you know. He's done too much for us. It's all right to put on. Praise the Lord. All right to clap your hands. All right to stomp your feet. Praise the Lord. Glory! Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. No need to be bound up. The Lord has set us free. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. One put 1,000, two 10,000. Yeah, we need a praise. We need a song. We need a clap. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Jesus. Yes, Lord. I have to make sure, you know, that my heart is right. You know, before I come to the house of God, you know I make ready. I'm telling the truth. I prepare my heart. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, make sure that nothing going on shouldn't be going on. Praise the Lord. Is it all right? Yeah. Search me, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. We come to present ourselves. Present our bodies.
Hallelujah.
A living sacrifice. Holy. Acceptable to God. Which is our reasonable service. Hallelujah. Now with some it's okay, but I don't like the devil in here messing with God's people. You know, some it's all right, but I don't like it, you know, when some of you won't free up, won't loosen up and give God praise. I don't like that, Praise the Lord. God don't like that. Yeah, he set us free. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, what do you say? Well, Pastor, don't take all that. Well, you know, we don't mind getting our complaint. We don't mind grabbing our murmur. Grabbing our whatever we're going to say about. Why won't we get a praise? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then we can war a good warfare. We can fight a good fight. We can lay hold on eternal life. We can give God glory. We can give God praise. Hallelujah. Now, even, you know, saying that, you know, so I'm still bound up because the devil has them convinced that we shouldn't do it. Imagine that. All that God's done for you, and you let the devil convince you that you shouldn't give him glory. My God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. I'm not convinced. Praise the Lord. I'm not convinced. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. I read that a man is always appreciative.
Yes.
All right.
to hear the word of God.
Hallelujah.
When he feeds on it.
Hallelujah.
It's a delight to him.
Meditate.
Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, it's something we spit out.
Come on.
Come on.
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen. Hmm? God.
What is truth? Thy word is truth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If your heart would indict a good matter, then it would think on the word of God.
The word of God.
The things that God has said. What is written? The scriptures. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And every word of God is pure. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah. The word of God is precious. Always. To those that feed upon it. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Some like gossip. You know. Praise the Lord. If they feed upon it. Won't bring life, won't give life.
Amen.
Jesus said, the words that I speak,
yes,
they are spirit. And they are life. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Well, Pastor Rice, you know, when are you going to preach? Well, we come to worship God.
Yes.
Didn't you all hear the preaching? Huh? Let's respond. Come on. I'm going to preach, but come on. We come to worship God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, he called us to be true worshipers. For the hour is come and now is. They that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. You all realize this is spiritual warfare? Yeah, when we praise God. Yeah, it is. That's why the devil don't want us to do it. That's why he binds you up, you know. Praise the Lord. We get right into his camp. Get right in his face. Hallelujah. I'm resolved never to sit down and shut up. No, no, no. God just didn't put it in me like that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'll show up for the fight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are soldiers. Told to fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
And lay hold on eternal life. Because that is what the adversary is after, you understand. He's to have you doubting. Have you fearful. Come on. Have you striving among yourselves. Come on. Thinking on earthly things. That's what the devil does. And my God, we ought to know by now. Let's resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Pressing on, brother. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Father.
Glory.
Yeah, I'm conscious of the adversary.
Yes, you are.
Amen.
And I'm not going to lay down.
Amen.
No way.
I'm going forth in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm going to take the arm of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
All right, all right. Praise the Lord. So, Let's be spontaneous.
Amen.
Spontaneous. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Of course, Brother Sterrett would have told us about the times where he was preaching, and lo and behold, while he was preaching, the altar was filling up.
Hallelujah.
Well, we don't see much of that anymore. We've forgotten all about repentance.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hmm? Of course, it's required continuously.
It is.
Brother Jerry called in and said, I'm repenting of my sins. How about that? That's a good work. How about you, Pastor Rice? I'm repenting of my sins. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know it's a sin not to respond righteously to the truth. Everybody understand that? When we don't respond righteously to the truth, it's a sin. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And definitely when we don't believe God, that's sin. It is the sin that does so easily beset us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
God.
Well, confessing of our sins, we would have to be convinced of them. Albeit we've resisted the Holy Ghost. You know, he and strive with us too much.
My God.
Hmm? But if we do what the word said, the Spirit does bear witness. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, but it's just like, you know, being saved. Once the gospel is preached, and that word gets down into the heart, and the man, woman, child understands, believe that they are sinners, that's all the leading they need.
Amen.
Hmm?
Yes.
That's all the leading. When folk ran to the altar, that's because the Holy Ghost got hold of them. And the Holy Ghost didn't say, well, that's all right, y'all don't have to clap your hands. The Holy Ghost said, that's no way to do it.
Hallelujah.
Huh? The Holy Ghost said, you ought to give God glory.
Yes.
Yeah, see what I mean? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost got a hold of them.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, they didn't wait for the altar call.
No.
Huh? We don't need to wait to repent.
No.
It should be ongoing.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, once we are convinced, then we will repent.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Well, yeah, I remember, you know, when they do the formal altar calls, you know, they have folk out there, you know, egging them on and whatever. That's the Holy Ghost job. When the Holy Ghost eggs them on, then they get on up there and they get what they get just what they wanted.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. God bless you, Jesus.
You know, rather than be egged on by a man and, you know, wheelbarrowed and pulled by the neck and you fill out your little card and you get your quotas.
Yeah.
That don't mean anything.
No, no.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's not the work of God.
No, no.
Hallelujah. But God does work, you understand. That don't mean he won't get a hold of your heart.
Amen.
I wish he would.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory. You'll like it.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll set you free. He'll do great things for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
Yeah, you know, it's just been the pattern that Brother Stair have to lead us to worship God.
Yes.
You know, worship leader.
Yes.
Right. You know, what we need to be led to is that we're sinners.
Right.
Then we'll lead our own selves.
Yes.
We'll find our own daddy. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
Or there's things we don't have to be led into, you know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Say amen, Sis Angela. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Y'all know it's shameful to come in here and act like that. That's come on. God deserves much better.
Yes,
he does. He deserves much better. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
convict you. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We don't care how we present ourselves to God.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Or maybe we're doing the best we can do, because we've been taught that we can't just do it on the spot if we hadn't been working on it prior. You understand?
Hallelujah.
And we're a people that's called aside to worship God, wait on God. We have plenty of time. Come on. Praise Him. Plenty of time. Hallelujah. Plenty of opportunity. Plenty of urging by the word and by the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go to Luke 19 just for a moment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Again, I heard the man of God have us apply the word to ourselves. He always did that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he
did.
Yes.
He called himself the Son of Man.
Amen.
But he said, you too?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I mean that God has a work for everybody to do.
Right.
And concerning that work that God has for, is for you to do, you understand?
Amen.
That's right.
You are the Son of Man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of course, even doing that, you know, take a little bit of the pressure off of him. But it is still true.
Yeah,
we are sons of men.
Hallelujah.
Separated unto God from our mother's womb.
Hallelujah.
That his son might be revealed in us.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. All right, let me get to Luke chapter 19 for a moment. I'm endeavoring to do the Lord's will.
Amen.
Endeavoring not to complain.
Not to complain. Amen.
The Lord's been good to me.
No good.
The right response would not be to complain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, let me read this one out of Titus first.
Praise God. Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to your name.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank
you, Jesus. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done,
amen,
but according to his mercy,
mercy,
he saved us,
yes,
by the washing of regeneration,
hallelujah,
and by the renewing of the Holy Ghost,
yes,
which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And he was rich.
Mm-hmm.
And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature.
Right.
Amen.
He ran before him, climbed up into a sycamore tree,
yes,
to see him, for he,
yes,
was to pass by that way.
Hallelujah.
And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him.
Yes.
And said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down.
Come down.
For today I must abide at thy house.
Glory.
And he made haste and came down,
yes,
and received him joyfully.
Glory.
And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, behold.
Behold.
Lord, that he said, when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest,
uh-huh,
with a man that is a sinner.
Amen.
Micaiah stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
Yes, God.
And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to thy house. For as much as he also is the son of Abraham.
Glory.
For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Son of Man came not to destroy men's life, but to save them. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. All right, I got before me the parable about the nobleman's 10 pounds.
Jesus.
As they heard these things, he added and spake a parable. Because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. Because here he is, the Christ. The Son of Man on the scene. And they thought that the kingdom of God should appear immediately. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country. To receive for himself a kingdom.
Hallelujah.
And to return.
Hallelujah.
And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds.
Amen.
And said unto them, Well, what should we be doing, Pastor Rice?
Lord,
what about all the things that Brother Stair said? I guess there's no need for us to go to the tabernacle anymore.
Oh, God.
No need to have a hope anymore.
My Lord.
What should we be doing?
Come on.
Huh? Shouldn't have any joy. Shouldn't have any peace.
My Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No, that's not what we should be doing.
No, 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 no.
The next word is occupy till I come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. That's what I'm doing. That's what I've been. What else are you going to do? We started out. Put a hand to the plow. We got to go. Hallelujah. Can't look back. Won't fit like that. We got to press on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Also, these weights and this adversary, you understand, that's to keep you from pressing on. You know, these distractions make you find something else to do, somewhere else to go. Come on. Keep you from occupying. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to wait for my change. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Occupy till I come. Isn't that a good word?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It is what we ought to do.
Yes.
One of the messages we've been hearing too was preached by Brother Stair, and he preached about perfecting this waiting. Isn't that a good message?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He preached it good.
Hallelujah.
Well, is it pertinent for this time?
Amen.
Is it still present true?
Yes.
Are we ought to hear it and do it?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, he made a few examples about, you know, doing this and you have to wait. Well, we know that, you know, we have need of patience.
That's right.
After that, we've done the will of God. We have need of patience. For in our patience, we possess our soul. Now, he preached it. He preached it good. He preached that we must perfect this waiting. But we can turn it around. Yeah, this waiting is going to perfect God's people. Glory! Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Yeah, it's going to, you know, get rid of all the chaff. Already you've seen that some started out, they didn't really mean to go on. Huh? Well, when the waiting's done, the ones that want to go on, well, they'll be manifest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've started out with Jesus, and I'm going through. Hear the song said, I started to walk in the light. Praise the Lord. Lord, I've started to walk in the light that shines in my pathway so clearly, so bright.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bade the world and its follies adieu. And with my Jesus, I mean to go through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, as much as we believe the promise, we can wait patiently.
Amen.
And as much as we don't, we won't. It's just that simple. You can make up any reason, any excuse you want to, but it's according to your belief. And I believe that he that shall come, come on, brother, will come and will not tarry. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. I do believe in the resurrection.
Amen.
And the resurrection is the coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the resurrection, yes, and he is the life.
Hallelujah.
I'm just as excited about it now as I was then. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Oh, yes. So when instead of despairing, you know what despair is, huh? That's when you have no hope. Praise the Lord. And we're saved by hope. But a man does not hope for what he sees, brother. No, 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 no. There's no need to do that. But if we hope for that which we see not, then we with patience. What are we going to do? We're going to wait. Wait on the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And be of good courage. He shall love. Praise the Lord. Strengthen thine heart. Say amen. Glory, glory, glory. Just a little while, saints. Occupy till I come. Occupy, occupy. Let me find it. I got a definition, you know. All right. Occupy is to take up, fill up time, space, etc. Another definition is to employ, busy, or engage oneself. How about that?
Yeah.
Or one's attention, mind, etc.
Hallelujah.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Occupation is one's business, employment. Huh? What one occupies or engages oneself in, or is his vocation. Huh? Praise the Lord. So it is our vocation, you understand? How to wait on Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right. The Lord directs your hearts into the love of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And into the patient waiting for Christ.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. But it said, he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, that he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, thou hast authority over 10 cities.
Amen.
And the second came saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities.
Hallelujah.
Another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I've kept laid up in a napkin.
He's afraid.
I've heard the preaching of Brother Stair. I sat at his feet. I heard the warnings. I've been brought aside to live the life.
That's right.
Lord, here's your pound back. I hid it under a napkin. You can have it back because I knew that you were an austere man. I really knew that. I feared thee.
Amen.
Because thou art an austere man. And taketh up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge you.
Oh God.
Out of thine own mouth.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Nothing but a trailer park here anymore.
Oh God.
No. Tabernacles desecrated. Out of thine own mouth will I judge you.
Yes.
God. Don't need to seek the Lord anymore. We don't need to gather with the saints. Out of thine own mouth will I judge you. Here, take your little pound.
Come on, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, let me get to the reply, okay? We want to get to the end of it, don't you?
Yes.
No doubt.
Thou wicked servant.
Amen.
Thou knewest that I was an austere man. Taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury. And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you that unto everyone that hath shall be given, and from him that hath not even that he hath shall be taken away from him.
Taken away.
But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
What must we do, Lord? Occupy.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Till I come.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For just a little while.
Yes.
And he that shall come
will come.
Will come.
Amen.
And will not tarry.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. Glory, glory,
glory.
Well, from the messages that, you know, we've heard preached, Brother Wilkinson, Brother Stair, one thing that was said this morning, we have no time to seek our own.
No.
Amen.
Well, if they preached that in 2005, 2010, 2012, is that still pertinent?
Amen. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Probably more.
Yes.
So now than it was then.
That's right. Yes.
You know, like now is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
Amen.
The night is far spent, the day is at hand.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Let's cast off the works of darkness.
Yes.
Let's put on the armor of light. Praise the Lord. And you understand that there was a time when folk ran to the altar, and here we are. We don't know where it is.
Mm.
Don't you all understand that this is a sign of the time, that this is something that's warned against us? Come on. The altar is still the altar. God is still God.
Huh?
In one of Brother David's messages, he said, when this certain time comes, there won't be any silent prayer. How about that?
Right.
Well, I tell you, when men really know that he needs something, there is no silent prayer.
Amen.
The reason we have silent prayer, we have need of nothing. I promise you that.
Amen.
When we complain, we don't do it silently.
No.
When we murmur, we do not do it silently.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, right. Well, we don't need anything from God, so we do it silently.
Right.
Yeah, I said, you can quote me.
Amen.
Yeah, when a man know he needs something, he don't do it silently. You don't have to lead him. He'll say, woe is me. You don't have to lead him. And what we've had in the past, you've had people say, woe is me. That's when Brother Stir lead him into it. I'll spare thy people when he lead it. Huh? No good.
No good.
No good. No good. We've been beat into subjection and never come to submission. Somebody say amen. And have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
Oh, God.
No.
Come on.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Beat into submission. Subjection. You can't do the other. But that's so that we could come to submit ourselves.
Hallelujah.
You know, it is the way to worship God.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm?
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. So yeah, it is what we should be doing, is occupying and waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
You know, it's always been, you know, the order. You follow the last order till you get another one. You guard your post till you are properly relieved.
Amen.
Yeah, here we are on our post.
Hallelujah.
What we're doing, we're waiting for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And of course, when we get relieved is when the Lord comes and relieves us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Come on.
Be not weary in well doing, saints.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. This is a commandment we need to take heed to.
Yeah.
I mean, real good.
Amen.
Weary, well, that's, you know, bored.
Right.
I don't feel like it anymore. Be not weary in well done. Well, I'm weary with this waiting, Pastor. I'm weary with going to the tabernacle.
My Lord.
I'm weary with someone expecting me to respond righteously. My eyes light up. I'm weary with that. See what I mean? Be not weary in well done. I'm preaching. This is good preaching. This is good preaching. Be not weary in it.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, God.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Father. Our Father.
Oh, we won't be sorry we waited on him.
No way.
Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And of course, believing that in the heart, that it will be worth it all, it brings about a good, all the things that we should think on, brings about a good response. Yeah, it does. I mean, when you meditate upon his law day and night, when you think on the things that are good and just and honest, the things that are true, come on, it brings about a righteous response. I'll put the light in your eye. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless your name, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. So, yeah, we never had time to seek her own.
Hallelujah.
And we certainly don't have time to do that now.
Right.
It's time to seek the Lord.
It is.
While he may be found.
While he may be found.
Because he's not always going to be found.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
There's going to be some that call up on him and he won't answer.
Early.
Because when he called, they didn't answer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
So today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Praise your Lord.
As in the provocation.
Open
yes, Lord.
Door.
Come on.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 All right. All right, we're starting a new thing here. In fact, we've already started it. You know, we do preach out of the dining hall. And that's the Lord's doing.
Amen.
For the glory of God, for the edification of the body.
Hallelujah.
And we can do like they did up on Mars Hill with one exception. You know, you can join with us and behold our devotions.
Amen.
Not to the unknown God.
Come on.
But to the God that Paul declared.
Amen.
The one that made the earth and everything that is.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
You can behold and take part in our devotions to the living, even now. These are our devotions to the living God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
You know, as we seek after him and happily feel after him, even though he's not far from any of us.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. For in him we live and move and have our being. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory, God. You're worthy, oh God. Thank you, Lord.
So The message will be posted daily up on the website.
Praise the Lord.
Is it all right? So to God be all the glory. Praise the Lord. All right. Let us stand, saints. Brother Harper, come pray for us. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Help me to pray, Lord. Let it not be my word, Lord. Let it be your word, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for another day, Lord. You have waking us up, Lord, to be true worshipers, Lord. We were predestined, Lord, to be conformed to the image of your Son, Lord, and ask that you strengthen us, Lord, each and every way, Lord. We need your help soon as we wake up, Lord. Satan is on our back, Lord, and let us cast off the work of darkness, Lord, and let us put on the armor of light, Lord. It's a fight, Lord, each and every day, Lord. 7 days a week, 24 hours, Lord, it's a fight, Lord. But we got the spiritual weaponry, Lord, to overcome, Lord. We have the power, Lord, over all the power of the enemy, Lord. You have given us that, Lord. We are not wicked of Satan's devices, Lord, but I thank you, Lord, for the trials and tribulations, Lord. I thank you for all that, Lord, so that we won't be complacent, Lord, that we won't be at ease in Zion, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for we glory in our tribulation, Lord, on that tribulation work and experience, Lord, and experience hope, Lord, and hope make it not be ashamed, Lord, because the love of God is spread abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, Lord, which is given to us, Lord. We do have the love of God, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this love, Lord. In me, Lord, I know it's not of me, Lord. Thank you for this gift of love, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and I can love you with it, Lord, and I can love my brothers and sisters with it, Lord, and I can love my enemies with it, Lord. It is unlimited, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this love, Lord. I know it's not my own, Lord, and I just thank you, Lord, and we know you because of our sin, Lord. You forgive sins, Lord, and only God forgives sin, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving our sin, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for writing our names in the Lamb Book of Life, Lord. What a glorious thing, Lord, you have counted us worthy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your justification, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for counting us worthy, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to mold us, Lord. You are the potter. We are the clay. Mold us, Lord. Help us, Lord, our time. We have, Lord, resisted the Holy Ghost. Lord, I ask you to help us, Lord, to stand still, Lord, and see the salvation of the Lord, Lord. You are doing an intricate work, Lord, in us, Lord. You are doing a spiritual work, in, Lord, within, Lord. Lord, over the outward man is perishing, Lord, and gray hairs, slumped shoulders, Lord, everything, Lord, pains and everything, Lord, is going on. But you are working within us, Lord, the inner work, Lord, that's the main work, Lord. You are working in us, Lord, and you are you never stop working, Lord. You are doing a marvelous work, Lord, and Christ in us, Lord, the hope of all glory, Lord. I can't find nothing in myself, Lord. I can't find nothing in my brother and sister, Lord, but Christ, Lord, you are the only thing, Lord, that sent me, Lord, that's worth anything, Lord, that the only thing that in us, Lord, that have a value, Lord, let us look upon you, Lord, and trust in you, Lord, not to trust on our own self, not to trust on our own strength and own ability, Lord, and let us not be in default, Lord. You call us to walk this walk of faith, Lord. Let us not, Lord, despise our birthright, Lord, and willingly do that, Lord. We have a choice, Lord. You said to choose life, Lord. Help us to choose life, Lord. We are the body of Christ, Lord, and we are walking this walk together, Lord, and help us, Lord, to keep the unity of the faith, Lord. Help us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves, Lord, and matter some men, but to muster more, exalting one another, Lord. We see they're approaching, Lord, and I ask you, Lord, to strengthen those that are weak, Lord, in the faith, Lord. Strengthen those, Lord, that are going through trials and affliction, Lord. And I know everybody going through their personal trials and tribulations, Lord. We are going through it as a whole, Lord. We are connected as a whole body, Lord. Help us, Lord, to discern the Lord's body, Lord. A lot of times, Lord, we look on ourselves, Lord, but whatever we do, Lord, it's going to affect the whole body, Lord. Not only here, but worldwide it's affecting. Help us, Lord, to be most sensitive to the Holy Ghost, Lord. Most sensitive to your feelings, Lord, and help us, Lord, to bear each other burdens, Lord, to fulfill that law of Christ, Lord. Let us fulfill that law, Lord, of Christ, Lord, which is in us, Lord. The kingdom of God is within us, Lord. You are waiting on the kingdom of heaven to come, Lord, so we can all be in one, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to keep our mind on things above, Lord. All kinds of distractions, like the pastor said through the hook, all kinds of distractions, Lord, is coming against us, Lord. Warfare, Lord, real warfare, Lord. This is real, Lord. This is no joke. This is so serious, Lord, for our soul, Lord. Salvation, Lord. Satan is after our soul, Lord, and he's bidding high, Lord. It's a warfare each and every day, Lord. We know, Lord, our enemies, Lord. We have no enemies after the flesh, Lord, but we have enemies after the spirit, Lord. And although we walk in the flesh, Lord, we do not war in the flesh, Lord. Weapons of our warfare, not carnal, Lord, but mighty through God to the putting down a stronghold, Lord, casting down imagination, and Lord, and all that things come daily, Lord, to my brothers and sisters, through me talking to them, Lord. It comes daily, Lord. All kind of thoughts, all kind of things, Lord. And sometimes we weak, Lord. We fall into them, Lord, and ask you, Lord, to get us stronger, Lord, in the spirit, Lord, so we can cast down every imagination, Lord. It comes daily, Lord. Now it's non-stop, Lord. See, like even more stronger, Lord, than we first believe, Lord. And that's, Lord, we are going through, though, Lord. You are bringing us through, Lord, through the Red Sea, Lord, the spiritual Red Sea, Lord. You are carrying us through the storm, Lord. And let us look unto you, Lord, as we are in this patient waiting, Lord. In our patience, we possess our souls, Lord. And help us, Lord, to put on, therefore, the elect of God, Lord, holy and beloved bowels of mercy, Lord, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, Lord, and forbearing one another in love, Lord, and let us walk in charity, Lord, for charity beareth all things, believe all things, hope all things, and do all things, Lord. We will go through this thing, Lord, now remain faith, hope, and charity, Lord, the greatest deed is charity, Lord. Help us to put on that bond of perfectness, Lord, that charity, Lord, the charity, Lord, shall cover a multitude of sins, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We can't lose, Lord, with charity, Lord. Help us, Lord, to walk in all your ways, Lord. I know we can do it because your word say, Lord, the only thing I got to hope in, Lord, your word, Lord, your word. Help us, Lord, to cling on, Lord, to you are the rock of our salvation, Lord. You deliver us, Lord, out of horrible pit, out of miry clay, Lord. You're the best thing that ever happened to us in our whole life, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for coming to our life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your soul salvation. Thank you, Lord, for saving us, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to keep us saved, Lord. This is a daily walk we walk in, Lord. This is daily, Lord, daily forgiveness, Lord, daily repentance, Lord. Help us, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to grant us, Lord, and let the fear of God be in us, Lord. Fill us, Lord, with that fear of God, Lord. Fill us, Lord, with that. Give us, Lord, a true heart of repentance, Lord. Give us that heart, a true heart of repentance, Lord. So we can get down on knees, Lord, and bring forth that pure worship, Lord. We need that pure worship, Lord. I know you want it, Lord, and you're looking for us to give it, Lord. We need each other, Lord, and you have made us, Lord, become true worshipers, Lord. You take the place of the angels, Lord. Thank you for the preaching of the pastor, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the preaching, Lord. We know a lot of times, Lord, this carnal mind come against us, Lord, but you gave us spiritual weaponry, Lord, to crucify this carnal. Let us crucify it, Lord. Let us put away this old man, Lord, and walk in the spirit, Lord. We say walk in the spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, Lord. And we have a daily advocate, Lord, Jesus Christ, Lord. You are praying for us daily, Lord. You are making intercession for us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be an intercessor like you make intercessions for the saints, Lord. You came not to destroy every man, Lord, but to save every man, Lord, and that every man will repent, Lord. Help us, Lord, to give us, Lord, that true spirit of repentance, Lord. Right now, this day, Lord. Come into our hearts right now, Lord. Everything that's not of you, Lord, I ask you to break it up, Lord. Get it up. Get rid of it, Lord. Wipe me totally out, Lord. May you increase, Lord, and may we decrease, Lord. Let us decrease, Lord. That you said the spirit that quickened, Lord. The flesh profits nothing, Lord. It profits nothing, Lord. It's no good. Help us to realize that, Lord. And I'm not worried praising you, Lord. No, the spirit man, it loves to praise you, Lord. Loves to give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You never get tired, Lord. You are feasting on these things of the spirit, Lord. You love the things of the spirit, Lord. You love to be worshipped, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the privileges, Lord. Vessels like us, Lord. And you made us vessels that were dishonored, Lord. You made us vessels of the honor, Lord, to praise and worship you. Thank you, Lord. You are continuing to mold us, Lord. You are doing a work, Lord. You are doing a perfect work. You, Lord, doing the works, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for every brother and sister that tune in. Keep the faith. Hold on to your faith. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll not
God. Let Satan steal our faith. Yes, Lord, you have given our faith, Lord. Help us to use the things you have given us, Lord. Not to be a waste of talent, Lord. You have not called us for that, Lord. But we have a high calling, Lord, to be the sons of God, Lord. Now we the sons of God. I know it don't look like it. It don't feel like it, Lord. But we walk by faith and not by sight and feeling, Lord. We walk by your word, Lord. For your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your word that you speak, they're spirit and life, Lord. And I ask you to help us to chew on anything. Help us to meditate on anything, Lord. Help us to cultivate the word of God. As soon as we live, Satan trying to steal the words out of our heart, Lord, and trying to make us think of other things. Help us, Lord, to meditate on the word, the prophecy, meditate on the word, pastor, and every brother, sister is speaking the truth, Lord. The word is pertinent for the day. It's still pertinent, Lord. It still works, Lord. Your word, you say, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away. Your word will never pass away, Lord. It's still effective, Lord. It's still got the anointing, Lord. It's still, Lord, no scriptures you for private interpretation, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's good for the day, Lord. It's good. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. Your word is forever. It's eternal, Lord, and it's working all in us, Lord, who that receive. I receive that word. I receive your word, Lord, and I know it's doing a mighty work in us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us, Lord, continue to stick together, Lord, and we got a fight on our hands, Lord. The fight is to the end, Lord. Help us to endure to the end, Lord. If it's endure, then endure to the end. The saints shall be saved, Lord. Thank you for the brother and sister, Lord. Let us occupy, Lord, until the time, Lord. Let us not be distracted. Lord. Help us, Lord, to stay focused, Lord. Help us, Lord, to stay rooted and grounded, Lord, in your love, Lord. Help us, Lord. Don't let anything, Lord, separate us from the love of God, Lord. You called us here, Lord, to be together, Lord, to be as a spiritual family of God, Lord. And something that don't want to go with us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We must continue going to minute. Continue to march on, Lord. We are soldiers for Christ, Lord. What a calling, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for calling us to be soldiers, Lord, knowing that we are in a spiritual warfare, knowing that we are in a battle, Lord. But it's a good battle. And we will win. We read the book. We will win, Lord. Everything going to come down except the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. You live in the Bible. We are waiting on your coming, Lord. We are help us, Lord, to stay faithful to the dead, Lord. Bro, we live or die, Lord. We belong to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You have called us to be soldiers, Lord. Not to be, Lord, stewards of the world, but be stewards unto you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful stewards unto you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, strengthen every brother and sister here and around the world, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the path of preaching. Thank you for Brother Stella. Lord, it's all the same spirit, Lord. Nothing is separated. Okay, nobody say it's all one spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. We cast out every evil spirit. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Everything you come to do, you will not prevail. God, you say your word, Lord. You say you'll build your church, God, and against the hell won't prevail. I stick to that, Lord. No matter how I look, no matter how I feel, no matter how much they come against us in the spirit. Thank you, Lord. We will prevail, Lord. We got to prevail the church, overcome us. We all overcome us, Lord. We all going through trials and tribulations even now, Lord, but we will overcome, Lord, because of you. Because you overcame, Lord. And we will overcome, Lord, because great is the he that is in us and he that's in the world. Thank you, Jesus. We're waiting on your coming, Lord. We wait. Help us, Lord, to occupy, Lord, and to love one another, Lord, and to forgive one another, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Maranatha.
Amen. Maranatha. Glory, glory. All right. We're in the patient waiting. Waiting patiently. Being perfected in the waiting. So we thank God for all of you, for the faithful everywhere, their prayers and love, words of encouragement. We're going on.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Maranatha.
Thank you.